Well, it finally happened. The Distorted View store has launched. Go to distortedview.com/store right now and pick up some great DV merchandise, including new t-shirts, returning favorites, hats, stickers, playing cards, mugs, and even some retired merchandise we all thought was gone for good, including the winter beanie, trading cards, and the original Satan Away shirts. Check it out, distortedview.com/store. And while you're at it, check out the amazing holiday deals we have on Sideshow memberships at superfreaksideshow.com. Free buttons with orders over $10 at the distortedview.com store. distortedview.com/store.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
I love you. You love me. Oh, baby.
Sing to me, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Suck it with you. Fucking mouth. Yeah. All right, go. You think so good. I take you back to Albuquerque fucking trailer park. Oh, you fucking. Oh! So, oh, you remind me of my cousin. Oh, yeah! Oh, you.
Yeah, I want both.
Alright, well, you got both our cards, baby.
No, I want both of those tummies. Wondering.
What the fuck are you talking about now? Okay. You fucking lost your fucking veins?
No!
Look.
Sarah, keep sucking his dick. Keep sucking his
dick.
Oh, baby, just suck my dick, would you?
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, December 6th, 2016. Coming up on the program today, Jesus and Noah get dirty. Plus, the red, swollen, pussy life of pubic groomers, holy penis enlargement, and abstinence rap. All of this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Milky.
Hey guys, Tim Hansen back here with you for another episode of Distorted View Daily, brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday, which we will be getting into in just a few minutes. But first, I was thinking about that particular segment. We do it every week, every Tuesday. And then there are also days where we play a lot of porn clips, a lot of sexually explicit material. And you know, I have young children listening to the show. This podcast is recommended for those ages 4 and up. So we have a wide range of people listening to this. And sometimes I forget about the young freaks, the little freaks, the freaklets. And because of all of this, you know, sexually heavy material that we've played on DV, I might be skewing their expectations when it comes to sex. You know what I mean? I might be warping their fragile little minds. So today, before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, I kind of want to balance this all out. It's my responsibility as an educator. Along with the show being recommended for ages 4 and up, DV is also labeled as an educational podcast. The only way I could get my grubby little hands on some of those federal grants. You didn't actually think I could support myself on just Sideshow memberships. No, no. I've been fleecing the National Endowment of the Arts. I don't even feel bad about it. If the money didn't go to DV, you know who it would go to? Another disgusting woman doing weird things with her menstrual blood. The point is, since I feature so much nasty sex here on DV, I should also give equal time to the alternative, abstinence. I mean, it doesn't sound as cool as ass-fisting. Both the idea and the literal sounds of ass-fisting. Gaping, cavernous hole. Well, if there's one thing kids respond to, if there's one thing that kids think is cool, it's rap music. So here is an abstinence rap.
It doesn't matter. I'm just mad. We can't do that yet. When you say you love me, it doesn't matter. I'm just mad.
Don't be tricked. That's the first thing that's gonna come out of a guy's mouth to make you fuck them, ladies. I love you, baby.
Do that yet? Delirious.
serious, but serious to think that while you're hearing this number, hundreds and hundreds of other people are wondering and blundering, what will the next day bring, living from day.
That's how I would describe most of my sexual encounters. Blunders. It's a blunderful life.
Guessing like you or me, or be free from an STD.
You got cake, now you rang stupid game.
Next time you'll think.
It's too late for that statement. Waiting in the clinic when your case went out the window.
I'm sorry, you've got AIDS.
Oh my god. They had to go right to AIDS. Why couldn't they go with, like, chlamydia or herpes or something? I guess maybe AIDS is easier to rhyme.
Oh, I'm sorry, you've got AIDS.
No more good to go. Now you're potent, more deadly than a Uzi.
Uzi.
You abuse, you woozy, woozy.
Wait, I don't understand what he's saying here. Something about jelly.
Go. Now you're potent, more deadly than a Uzi.
Uzi.
You abuse, you woozy,
woozy.
Friends and neighbors going, ooey, ooey.
I want you to understand here, they just rhymed Uzi with woozy and also ooey. That's what your neighbors say when they find out you've got the AIDS. Ooh-ee.
Get on the list is this girl that gets dissed. I fell affronted by love, but he was only a scrub.
They totally missed an opportunity. Uzi, woozy, ooh-ee, herpy. Kinda rhymes.
He broke out. After he broke her in, now she's howling and growling.
But she's been dogged, hearing sounds like down the school hall.
He co-perpetrated, you're impregnated. You know what? I think you should have waited.
Don't slut shame her, you thugs. I'm sorry, I just don't like rap music. I'm more of an electronica fan.
I worship the one true God.
This is what I think electronica music is, by the way.
The one that made me male. The one who is bliss and power. Embrace.
This is more real. This is like acoustic, and he's just using his body parts as instruments. What type of music is that?
Homosexual your God. Praise God, your fucking God. Worship God, fuck yeah. Hail God, fuck yeah.
I'm just giving you another option, kiddies. You don't have to have sex, or you don't have to abstain. You can just play with yourself. Just worship your own dong.
I don't give a fuck about anything else. All that matters to me is my cock.
Yeah.
My fucking cock.
This is a SoundCloud user named Beta Power. Oh, this is kind of electronic, right?
Yeah, cock. Yeah, I am cock. Bait the cock.
Yeah. And this is a song called Gonna Masturbate.
And I just ignored the fucker and continued beating my dick. And he goes, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? What are you doing?
What you need is to take a shit!
And I started to get pissed, of course. And I look at him in the eye and said, the fuck does it look like I'm doing? I'm masturbating my dick. And he says, well, yes, it certainly doesn't look like you're masturbating your dick, but, I don't know, man, I don't think this is right, I don't think it is okay for you to masturbate your dick in the apartment.
I think I'd still rather listen to this than the rap song. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This, of course, is a dumb bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or disgusting sex stories. These are real pieces of internet erotica. Their aim is to get you off, but of course, because I'm featuring them here on DV, it means they missed the mark in a big, big way. A lot of times, these stories are considered to be the worst of the worst. That's what we're looking for. Let's get into today's right now.
It's Sextastic.
It's pretty rare that we get the chance to read biblical triple X fan fiction. Let's seal our fate of eternal damnation together as I read and you listen to Take Me Into Your Ark. Jesus' eyes widen an imperceptible amount as he took in the sight of Noah, naked before him. Fumbling for something witty, he said, "So, the ark's not the only bit of wood my father gave you." Ha ha ha. Noah grinned, his gray eyes flashing in lust. "Your father isn't the one who gives me wood." "Ah!" Jesus laughed. "Ha ha ha, I can see that." He reached for the hem of his tunic and began to tug at it roughly over his head, revealing his chiseled torso, a gift from his dad. Noah watched hungrily as he slipped out of the rest of his clothes, leaving them in a son of godly heap on the floor. Jesus stopped when he was in his underwear, a little embarrassed. He was the son of the creator of the entire universe, and he still couldn't get some decent boxer briefs. Noah's eyebrows shot up in acknowledgement of his Spider-Man pattern crotch. I knew Jesus was a Marvel fan. Jesus don't back no losers. DC Comics. All right. These were a Christmas gift, he trailed off, hoping that was explanation enough. Hey, no, it's okay, Noah smiled, his eyes creasing in amusement. I can't say mine are much better. He reached for his own pair, inside out, on the dresser, and flipped them around so that Jesus could more plainly see the leopard print transfer. Oh, yeah, I like them. Jesus cocked an eyebrow, considering how fitting it was that Noah should wear animal-printed boxers. Do you have two pairs of those as well? Noah with the two animals. Noah just smiled, tossing the underwear aside, and began to saunter forward lazily, completely aware of the effect the sight of his own throbbing member was having on Jesus, whose prominent holy erection was now shamelessly calling to him from within the red and blue briefs. Backing onto the cheap motel bed, what time frame are we dealing with here? This is a modern story of Jesus and Noah. There's motels, Spider-Man, all right, whatever. All right, backing onto the cheap motel bed, Jesus let Noah remove his underwear with his teeth, letting out a fervent moan in the pressure of Noah's removal against his own quivering shaft. Jesus' eyes rolled back in his skull as Noah, as a reaction to his previous utterance, began to pursue the motion, small sounds of pleasure emanating from the back of his throat. "The beard," Jesus moaned quietly. "That beard, it tickles!" He heard a soft laugh in reply as the older man crept forward, the two moving backwards towards the bed until Jesus' head was inches from the shabby fabric headboard. Noah began with gentle caresses, pressing his lips into Jesus' washboard abs, slowly working his way down. Jesus cried out in passion. It was the passion of Christ! All right, Jesus cried out in passion as Noah's lips reached his substantial manhood and began to fellate. He was a master with his tongue, caressing expertly with a sensitive yet dangerous touch. To Jesus's intense shame, it did not last very long. But Noah had other plans. The two began to kiss passionately, locked in a fiery embrace on the dirty sheets. Man, what is it with Jesus? He wants to be around, like, lepers and disgusting people. He just lives in filth. Now he's going to these dirty motels. It's like, we get it. You know, you just want to be treated like a normal person, not the son of God. You're a humble person. But this is supposed to be a romantic tryst. You're practically magical. You can turn water into wine. You know, do a load of laundry. Use your power so it starts up without having to insert quarters. If the Fonz can make a jukebox work just by hitting it, you can complete a fucking laundry cycle. All right, whatever. I'm sorry. So, all right, you know, maybe this is their thing. They like it dirty and raw. You know, like, yeah, I'm going to fuck you on these dirty sheets in this shitty motel. Jesus did things with his tongue that Noah had never felt before. His phallus quivered with the intensity of it all. Jesus pulled back, lust aflame in his eyes. He leaned into Noah's ear and whispered in honeyed tones, a final commandment, "Thou shall bend over." Noah complied, and Jesus, the evidence of his passion completely recovered from his earlier emission, lowered his hips until they hovered, thighs tense with anticipation, behind Noah's smooth-toned backside. See, I would have thought Noah was like a hairy guy. I think the beard is what makes me think that. Whatever. All right, but he's got a smooth little bubble butt. Like a wild, untamable beast tense to spring, Jesus licked his swollen lips before thrusting forward with savage desire. He smiled at Noah's sharp intake of breath as he adjusted to the sheer size of Jesus' love sword. Yeah! Noah cried out in passion. Jesus Christ! I'm right here, baby. Right here, Jesus grunted. For a while, the only sounds that filled the room were the steady, rhythmic creaks of bed springs, the soft male panting and the moaning from both men, and the gentle, intimate slap of skin on skin. Yeah, balls slapping up against Noah's asshole. Jesus' face was contorted with concentration and erotic pleasure until finally, he erupted in Noah's anal cavity, letting loose an orgasmic cry. The two lay back on the sheets, breathing heavily, wrapped loosely in each other's arms. Father, Jesus panted, forgive me. Noah laughed breathlessly, and the two lay there together on the edge of consciousness, listening to the music of the night. Oh, it was Jesus' favorite band. Then a loud shout from the distant night penetrated the otherwise silent atmosphere. Did you hear that? Noah said. What? Jesus replied. The doot 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 doot. Yeah, Noah said. That's just the song, idiot, Jesus replied. All right, I think that's the sound of somebody being mugged, Jesus murmured, his brow creasing with tension. Well, that means there are miracles to perform. I better get going. He trailed off as he looked down and took in the sigh of Noah, who had lapsed into unconsciousness, his lips parted with a slight smile. Disentangling himself from Noah's arms and rising gently from the bed, Jesus pulled the stained sheet up and covered his lover's body, leaning over to plant one last kiss on his forehead. The Son of God straightened up and reached for his Spider-Man boxer briefs. As he gazed down at Noah's sleeping form, Jesus smiled triumphantly to himself and whispered into the night, I will come again. There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for December 6th, 2016. Brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com for a limited time. Get 50% off, half off just about any item, when you remember to use coupon code FREAK at checkout. F-R-E-A-K. When you do, like I said, you'll get 50% off just about any one item, plus a special gift, the Power O Vibrating Ring. It goes around your dick, makes you last longer, stay harder, and it also, I think, vibrates and pleases clits or something when you're having sex, which is pretty cool, right? A free gift. Three free movies on DVD and free shipping on your entire order. It's an amazing deal, and all you have to do is remember to use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. Again, 50% off just about any item. Let's take a look and see what's new over there at AdamandEve.com. There, Adam and Eve has, like, lingerie, bondage gear, movies, costumes, stuff for guys and girls, toys for him and her, whatever. One of the most interesting things that I think I found is something called the Fetish Fantasy Couples Sex Machine. It's rather pricey. It's like $400, but I think it's like the first sex machine that can pleasure both him and her. You should look at this contraption. First of all, the machine itself is white, and if you ever played the game Portal, and you know that the portal gun that you're given, that's what this thing looks like. It looks like it can do some damage. It's going to open a vortex to another dimension when pointed at a pussy properly. All right, so you got the main unit, and there's all these, like, inserts, and there's even a carrying case, for mobile fuck sessions. You could probably bring it on a plane with you. It'll fit in the overhead compartment. Nobody gets left out with this fetish fantasy couple sex machine. It's portable. It's a beauty. It's a high-tech design and lets you pack it up and bring it anywhere for shared couples' pleasure. So what does it do? For him, It's got a Pipe Dream Extreme Masturbator. It inserts into the machine's inner chamber where two loops of beads surround it and put an erotic squeeze on your member. Okay, so you can fuck the thing. And for her, you can attach either a big purple dildo or a flesh-colored realistic dildo to the thrusting end of the machine. And then for both of you, there's a USB port. I think to, like, charge your phone. I don't know. A USB port lets you plug in the included iSex vibrating nipple clamp. Jesus Christ. Plug in and clamp on for instant bonus stimulation. You can check it out. I mean, you know what? It doesn't even require you to plug this thing in, although I think there is a wall outlet. I think there is a battery that's included, though. Check it out, and all of the 20,000 adult products Adam and Eve has, and make sure to use coupon code FREAK at checkout. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. So, as I've mentioned, and as you guys are probably aware, I'm very behind on our voicemails, and I mentioned earlier this week and last week that I thought what we should do is just play voicemails throughout the show, like in between all of the news stories, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. First up, a couple voicemails, and then we'll do the first story, do some more voicemails, and then the next story, etc.
Hey, Tim. It's Dank Tim here. So, I've had this thing on my cock for a while, like, basically since I've been born. Okay. It's like a second hole, and, yeah, I'll send you pictures if you want to. Like, I don't mind, I'm not bullshitting. I really have this, like, little hole above my cock, but I had to call in because I recently got my girlfriend in a DV.
Hold on just a second. Let me try to picture what you are describing here. What I am seeing in my mind is you've got your dick, and then on the top, well, like, on the shaft part, there's a hole, like a blowhole. Does your cock have a blowhole? If you're not calling your wiener Moby Dick, I'm going to be very upset with you. Okay. Yeah, please send pictures. Also, can I post those pictures? Would you mind if I posted your dick pic on @ExtremeDV? Because I think the other freaks might want to see it. Now, if you just want me to see it, I'll respect those wishes. But I would urge you to allow me to post that for all to see. But yes, go ahead. You recently got your girlfriend into the show.
I recently got my girlfriend into DV. I showed her today, and she's absolutely perplexed. She wants to, like, stick a needle in there or something, figure out if it goes anywhere. But she was like, you need to call Tim. Have you told Tim about this? I was like, no.
That should be the first thing you ever said to me.
So, yeah, I don't know if I, like, come from that, and I pee from my other hole, but yeah, I have, like, it's like a very, very small hole, and I will send you pictures of it when you get this voicemail.
Now, is it just like your pee hole is kind of, like, divided into two holes, or is it a separate hole altogether? Yeah, I'm going to need to take a look at this.
Because I think it'd be a little weird to be like, hey, Tim, here's my dick. Anyways, so, love you.
Not that unusual. All right, another voicemail here.
So I like listening to all these advertisers with their hype, trying to sell and push their fucking product, you know, whether it's a prescription drug or fucking scotch tape. You know, they're always extreme Listerine, right? So here's a great idea. Listerine, you're not homeless. Right, you could do that with any product, right?
Actually, Listerine would be great for the homeless, because, I mean, you know, they don't brush their teeth. They could at least get the nasty smell off their breath for a while when they're begging.
Right, because my budget dictates what I can afford, so
you know,
if I can't afford it, I don't need it.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. There are plenty of people with low-paying jobs who need things they can't afford. Just ask cancer patients about chemotherapy costs. I don't even know why Spiral Hamfucker called. My theory is that he's got no one else in his life to listen to him. Like, we're the only ones that'll put up with his shit.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Sideshow Freak. OG Dankus motherfucker. Tim motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
It's October 27th. And
this is a bad
idea.
Just
gotten these done making the October 26th show.
Uh-huh.
Probably at midnight. I got it this morning. So in it, you state that you would cut out someone's tongue and gouge out her eyes, cut off the tips of her fingers, and impale her ears or something, so that she'd be blind, deaf, and mute. And the idea of doing that, why wouldn't you just kill the poor girl? There's no reason to wait for anything.
Because it's much more cruel to make them live. Have you never tortured anyone? I have so much to teach you, freaks. All right, let's get into the first story we have for you today. We'll do some more voicemails, I guess, later on. All right, first up here, an African preacher named Daniel Obanim has been filmed performing a ritual where he moves around a room full of men, grabbing each of them by the crotch. Guys, you just all participated in a circle jerk. This preacher has turned you gay. In some cases, he will keep a hold of their penises and give them a little shake. He's jerking their dicks off. Graciously, he also offers to massage women's breasts in order to enlarge them. So what exactly is he doing with the guys here? Well, he claims, with his healing, miraculous touch, he's able to make men's penises larger by massaging their groins with his hands. Now, is he just being a little deceitful? You know, like, you know, if you stroke a guy's dick long enough, it'll probably get a little hard, larger. Is that what he means? Or does he actually believe he can make a man's penis grow permanently? You know, grow inches on this thing. In a scene broadcast on his own channel, Obanim TV, the bishop says, "If you do not like the looks of any part of your body, you come to me. What do you want that I can't offer? If you want big butts, I can do that for you. If you want big breasts, I can help. If you have small manhood, I can change them all when I come to the spiritual realm." Bishop Obanim, who founded the International God's Way Church in the Ashanti region of Ghana, has been criticized for his controversial practices before. In August, he was filmed whipping teenagers while accusing them of being sexually promiscuous, says the man grabbing tits and cocks. He's now facing charges over those incidents.
It is a glorious day in the kingdom of heaven. Hi, I'm Peter Popoff. You may remember me from such scams as my anointed miracle cloth, my holy miracle water, and Kathy Mitchell's amazing miracle red copper square pan. I'm back today with a new one, and it's a doozy. What if I told you demons are keeping your manhood shriveled and weak? Wouldn't you want to unleash the power of Christ on your cock?
Of course you would.
Jesus wants you to have a firm holy rod, but Satan and his minions use their evil to push your wiener back up inside you. But now, with my Dr. Popoff's Miracle Peter Rockoff Pop Paste, the Holy Ghost will find its way back into your manhood and prop that little guy high up, chub him high in the air, pointed to heaven, high in the sky, saluting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, who in the audience here has a small penis? Sir, you look like you have a small penis. Come on up here. What is your name?
Tyrone.
And isn't that your problem, you have a small penis? Go on now, Tyrone, don't be shy.
Actually, I'm a heroin addict. I was hoping to get me some of that miracle debt cancellation.
Well, you came on the wrong night there, Tyrone. I'm going to do something even better than magical debt cancellation. I'm going to give you a rock hard, thick holy boner. I'm going to increase not only the length, but also the girth, using only the power of Jesus. Now, Tyrone, I need you to stand real still. Let Jesus into your heart and me into your pants. I'm just going to hover my hand right down by your manhood. I'm going to grab that. Oh, it is very small. Don't worry, we're going to take care of it, Tyrone. And I'm just going to grip it. And I'm going to slowly pull. Mono-mono-shiki. I'm speaking in tongue now. I'm communicating with the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, give this man the cock size he deserves. Ah, shabashiki, homo leaky reeky. All right, I'm tugging a little harder now. Well, hold on a second. I'm just going to spit on my hand here. Get a little wet. Sometimes the Holy Ghost needs some lubrication. Oh, there we go. You like it wet, don't you? You don't jerk off dry. Oh, it's starting to get big. Oh, hallelujah. I'd say this thing has grown at least 2 to 3 inches. And it's all thanks to my holy spit, also known as
Dr. Popoff's Miracle Peter Rockoff Pop Paste. Call me toll-free today. I will send you some of my spit that you can use to increase the size of your penis, and all I ask for is a holy offering. Whether it be $50, $200, the bigger your offering, the bigger your penis will get. That's a guarantee. Not from me, of course, but from God. God told me, you use your saliva, Peter Popoff. You use your saliva to make men's dicks bigger. That's what Dr. Popoff's Miracle Peter Rockoff Pop Paste is all about. Be good to yourselves and each other. Peter Popoff, signing off. All right, let's do a couple more voicemails now.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Orvis. Do you listen to the shows that you put on when you do a best of episode?
Of course I do.
Because in this last one, not only did you quit halfway through the Sextastic Tuesday.
I know, that's why it's a best of.
Giving us all blue balls. But you made reference to a contest.
Well, was that the episode where I stopped reading because it was so bad?
That you just dropped the ball on completely and never followed up on. I'm speaking, of course, of the Hottest Sex Offender Award. I totally submitted someone from my local area.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think we got a lot of submissions. I think that's why we stopped doing that particular beauty pageant. I mean, we could always start it up again. You know, there are all these great apps for your iOS device, you know, your iPhone or Android device, whatever, that lets you know of all the sex offenders in your area. And I thought it would be fun to find the most attractive sex offender and create, like, a virtual beauty pageant. Don't tell me you've never played the "if I had to have sex with a sex offender" game. That's where you load up one of these apps and you go through the pictures and you find someone that, you know, wouldn't be that horrible to have sex with. All right, if you've never played it, it's a fun way to pass the time playing with yourself. All right, second story we have for you today. Do you spend hours at a time grooming your pubic area, whether it be braiding or combing or waxing? Well, it could increase the risk for STIs. Brazilian bikini waxing and similar forms of personal grooming may be all the rage. Is that what kids are doing on Snapchat? Are they having virtual pubic grooming parties? I'm really just trying to figure out what fucking Snapchat is used for. All right, Brazilian bikini waxing and similar forms of personal grooming may be all the rage, but they come with the heightened risk of acquiring a sexually transmitted disease. Is that because, like, you know, when you wax and you're ripping skin, you're kind of like, you're creating little cuts and, you know, you might bleed down there and then you have sex and infections can get in there? That's my guess. The study found that frequent groomers of pubic hair are 3 to 4 times more likely to contract a sexually transmitted infection. Maybe it's because they're very proud of their, you know, bald cunt. And they're like, I gotta get laid. This pussy's looking good. All right. Yes. Herpes, HPV, syphilis, all of those are increased when, you know, you frequently groom your pubic hair. Grooming is linked to a heightened self-reported sexually transmitted disease risk, and for those who groom frequently or remove all of their hair often, the association is even higher, said lead researcher Dr. Charles Osterberg. He's an assistant professor of urology and surgery at the University of Texas Dell Medical School in Austin. Still, the study didn't prove a direct cause and effect relationship between pubic grooming and sexually transmitted infection. It was only designed to show a link between these factors. I mean, it could be because, you know, who's getting their pubic area groomed? People who want it to look nice, who know other people are going to be looking at their, you know, cunts or whatever. So yeah, they're going to have sex, which means overall there will be an increase of sexually transmitted diseases, because the people who don't care about what their pussy looks like are not having sex at all. They're not getting any STIs, right? Right? Almost 3 out of every 4 participants in the study said they had groomed their pubic hair. That was out of about 7,500 people surveyed aged 18 to 65. More women, 84%. Than men, 66%, reported trying it at least once. Among the groomers, 17% were classified as extreme.
Extreme!
You're a member of the pubic grooming generation. pussy waxing makes me feel great. And makes women look like little girls. I like the feeling of a bald cunt. It relaxes me.
And it excites me.
Be a pubic achiever. Do your best.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about. Among the groomers, 17% were classified as extreme since they remove all their pubic hair more than 11 times a year. 22% were labeled high-frequency groomers because they trim their pubic hair daily or weekly. And 1 in 10 groomers fell into both categories. Extreme groomers had a quadrupled risk of contracting a sexually transmitted infection. In addition, high-frequency groomers had a 3.5-fold increased risk of sexually transmitted infections. The researchers speculated that infections might spread more easily due to tiny cuts, scrapes, and skin tears. I knew it! Dr. Dennis Fortenberry is a professor of pediatrics. What do you have to say about this? Little girls' pussies are more susceptible. All right, yes, he's a professor of pediatrics and adolescent medicine. He said, I would probably lean toward the idea that grooming itself causes mild trauma to the skin and essentially makes the skin more susceptible to the organisms when they're exposed. On the other hand, Ostenberg noted, it might be that people who groom more often engage in more sex. Hey, I said both of those things. Guys... I'm really smart. I feel like I am too smart for this podcast. I want you to write the letter, poop. That's not a letter, I know. Okay, I take that back. All right, let's do a couple more voicemails here.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Distorted View Sideshow member Dick Licious here again. Sorry, I'm kind of calling frequently. I don't want to turn into one of those hated voicemail callers.
Oh,
but you're
it's
talking
all good.
About the vending machine goo on the October 27th show, the, you know, weird goo that you could wrap on shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I used to love getting that stuff out of those vending machines, and I have kind of an interesting...
Yeah, we were talking about, it may have been a Sideshow exclusive program, but when I was growing up, in the 25-cent vending machines, you could get slime, which was awesome. And I had like this huge bucket, and I would mix all of my slime that I got from the vending machines, and it looked like fucking vomit. It was great. But also there was, I'm not sure if he was talking about the slime or the sticky hands that you could like whip against the wall and stuff.
Thing that would happen with those. So I was just like you. I would buy a shitload of that goo. But
yeah,
do you remember like in the malls in the 90s and early 2000s? I think they were like Sharper Image stores or something like that.
Yes.
But they would sell those. It was like a glass orb with a little rod that went up inside, and it would shoot like purple and blue lightning all over, and like,
oh yeah,
you put your fingers on the glass, the lightning.
Yeah, they sold those things a long time ago as well. Yeah, they're like the little dome that's like clear, and it's like shooting like like electricity or something. And you put your hand on it, and
it would shoot to your fingertips, and it was really cool.
Yes,
I don't know why I did this, but if you put that goo on the glass tube and you stuck your finger like an inch off of it, the lightning would shoot through the glass and through the goo, and it would still go to your finger.
Really?
But if you left your finger there for too long, it would leave like, it would fucking burn you. It would leave like a small black scorch mark on your finger from where
what?
You did it. So, of course, being the bright child that I was, I would do that repeatedly and see how long I could keep my finger over the goo before I got a black scorch mark like a fucking idiot.
That's pretty
but
cool.
You're talking about this goo, and I never thought I would, you know, find a time to talk about that, but
yeah,
you gave me a perfect
option. One of my favorite cheap toys growing up.
Hey, Tim, Tone Dev Sean here.
Hey,
you just finished telling us the story about your flat top haircut and the baby kid making fun of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe the neighbor kid wouldn't have been able to make fun of your haircut if you were wearing your helmet. Remember, you must always wear your helmet when riding a bike.
I never, and I don't know, maybe it's because I mean, is that a thing like in the 80s and 90s? We never wore helmets, ever. I've never owned a helmet my entire life. That's crazy to think that that's a thing now that kids have to do. And we would go flying. Like down hills and stuff on the bike. There's been so many times, like growing up, that I nearly killed myself on that bike with no helmet. I remember I was racing with my friend, and I mean, it felt like we were going like 30 miles an hour. I'm sure we weren't. But he then did this thing where I was winning the race, so he did not want that to happen, so he cut in front of me. So I immediately smashed into him and landed on the ground, the road, on my face, but I continued to move because, you know, momentum and shit. And so my face was scraping against the road as I was sliding down, and I had these massive gashes. My whole side of the face was bloody. Could have fucking killed myself, right? And for some reason, I remained calm. I did not cry, which was an amazing feat. But I walked home with my bike. I didn't say anything. My mom was in the bathroom with the door open. You know, she's like putting on makeup or something in the bathroom. And so she's like looking at herself in the mirror, and I walk in, and then she kind of saw one side of me, the side that was okay, and then she saw my face that was messed up, and she immediately like started screaming, "Oh my God!" I mean, I think it looked way worse than it was, but yeah. I mean, maybe that wouldn't have happened if I wore a helmet. I don't know. All right, another voicemail here? Sure.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow member Kurt. I just heard a story on the 716 show where the bitch sent Donald Trump her pubes. I just want to say that's fucking disgusting, and this cunt telling us to be good feminists should be hung. Love ya. Bye.
Yeah, that was a story. A lot of weird stories came out around election time. And I'm sure it's going to continue for the next 4 years. All right, final story we have for you today. I love this story because this cunt got what she deserved. You know, I mentioned on the sideshow that I'm looking for a Hatchimal for my niece because I want to be the cool uncle and save Christmas. So if any of you have an extra Hatchimal or know how to get one... Please let me know. I will pay you for the Hatchimal. I mean, I'm not going to pay like hundreds of dollars for the fucking thing, but I'll give you a retail plus 10 or something for your trouble. But yeah, it would really be great if you have any leads on these fucking Hatchimals. But yeah, if you don't know what the Hatchimal is, sign up for the sideshow. I went through the whole fucking thing, right? But it's like the hottest toy this year, and these assholes are hoarding them. They buy up hundreds of Hatchimals and then sell them on eBay or Craigslist or whatever, and they jack up the price to like $200. Wow, this woman got what she deserved. As soon as Sarah Gruen's husband showed her what Hatchimals were, she saw this year's Cabbage Patch Kids, Furbies, Tickle Me Elmo, Teddy Ruxpin, Beanie Babies, and all the other must-have Christmas toys rolled into one. So she got this idea in her head where she's like, I know how we can make some money. I will just buy hundreds of Hatchimals. Then we'll resell them and reap the benefits. Now, she was trying to raise money for, I guess, kind of like a worthy thing or whatever. She's trying to use the money to help fund the defense of an innocent man who'd run out of options while serving life without parole. I mean, that's what she said, right? She told the newspaper that because she doesn't want to come off looking like, a greedy bitch. I was gonna donate all this to charity. But you know what? It wasn't even like a charity thing because she's working on a docuseries. So yeah, she wants to help this guy out, but she also wants to produce her, you know, television miniseries or whatever, like Making a Murderer. She's racked up $150,000 in debt working on his behalf. So she saw Hatchimals as a way of, recouping some of these losses, I guess. So what she did was she went online and bought like 156 of these things. Now, keep in mind, she bought these, a lot of them, from like eBay. So normally these Hatchimals go for like $50 or $60 or whatever. She paid on average $151. So now she's got to resell them for an even higher amount just to make a profit. Now on eBay, it looks like these things are going for anywhere from like $150 to like $200, $250 maybe, I don't know. So in theory, she could make her money back if she sells every last one of them. And she's got to do it pretty quick because Christmas is coming up in a few weeks, right? Okay. So she starts putting these things up on eBay. And while she's doing it, I'm sure she's got a shit-eating grin, right? She's like, ah, I'm going to roll in the cash. She said, they were already selling for double, triple the manufacturer's suggested retail price. I figured I could sell them at a profit and put a dent in the extremely hefty lawyer's fees. All right, so she put a couple up on eBay. Then she got a message from eBay. It said, thank you for listing Hatchimals. This item has limitations on the quantity that may be listed each week, and you've reached that limit. You will not be able to list anymore. So now, she can only sell like three of them a week. Christmas is what? 3 weeks away? She's gonna have like over 100 of these things left, and after Christmas, they're gonna be worthless. She said, quote, it felt like I got hit with a freight train. I waited until the next morning to tell my husband that I had completely ruined us. He should have murdered me. I ran up the credit cards for this, but he feels sorry for me. He's a pussy. I'd beat the living fuck out of her for destroying our lives. He feels bad that I feel bad. I married a saint. She actually tried to contact eBay and say, like, look, so eBay does this because there are a lot of, like, fraudulent fake Hatchimals trying to be sold or people selling Hatchimals that they don't even have. So this woman obviously has, I mean, I'm looking at pictures of all these fucking things. They're cluttering her house, right? So she contacted eBay trying to explain the situation. She said, look, I've got all these Hatchimals. I paid for them. I really do want to sell them. I'm trying to raise money, blah, 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 blah. And the representative said, look, you have to provide proof from the manufacturer that these are real or other documentation, other documents that don't include receipts. Well, I think you could actually use like store receipts, but she didn't buy a lot of these from the stores, right? She bought them from other eBayers, which is, you know, like a fake transition. She's living a nightmare about the creatures now because what happened was other sites have the same limitations, like other auction sites. I don't know about Craigslist. Despite her fears that her friends would see her message as spam, she wrote an in-depth explanation of this debacle on Facebook. She said, you know, look, I cringe and I hang my head in shame and I feel sick to my stomach, but if you or anyone you know wants a Hatchimal, here's a link to my Shopify storefront. So this is the only way she can sell it. She had to set up her own online store to get rid of these fucking Hatchimals. And you'd think after everything that she's went through, she would just want to get rid of them. Right? Just recoup her losses. Whatever she paid for them, she would sell them for. No. She's still trying to make a goddamn profit. $219, $189 for another one. Stupid bitch. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails, a couple more voicemails, and call it a day. Love to hear from you guys. Many ways to contact Distorted View Daily. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Distorted View. And, of course, Facebook, facebook.com/DistortedViewShow. We start with a Patreon call.
Jimmy, I just got to call up and say that can't be hating on my boy, Kaiser Roll.
Right.
He's the stalest, bestest role out there. So, yeah, boy, better watch out. I know he's retired, you know, living out there.
I was actually thinking about having the Kaiser Roll call in again, but then we got that voicemail yesterday calling the Kaiser Roll saga on Distorted View, which happened in the very, very early days of the show, where there was a real stale Kaiser Roll that I ended up selling on eBay, but I gave him a voice. It sounded like this. I mean, he was a real Kaiser Roll. But yeah, I was going to have him call, but then we got that voicemail yesterday calling it a very cringeworthy segment.
I know so. He's retired, you know, living out there in Pennsylvania.
But, you know, nothing
left for that Kaiser Roll. Biatch.
I wonder who won the Kaiser Roll. Is the person who won the Kaiser Roll, is he or she still listening to the show? If so, call into the voicemail line. Would love to hear from you.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Kurt here. I just had to call in as I'm sitting out at work, realizing that I've been listening to you since I was 11, or 14.
Did you buy my Kaiser Roll?
And now I am 25.
Wow.
And I've got a well-respected job in the healthcare industry.
See what I mean when I say, like, young people listen to Distorted View Daily like kids? I may have been exaggerating by saying 4-year-olds listen to the podcast, but I remember when I first started the show, maybe it was before the podcast, sometimes I would even air like a warning, like, this show is for people 18 and up. The young kid should not listen to this. But then I gave up on that because I'm like, I need all the listeners I can get.
And I spent
if I can warp the youth's mind, that's great.
All morning laughing at Tourette's people.
Yep.
Thanks to you. So
even though you're a grown man, you're still kind of a child.
Keep Let's it say up, man.
Man-child.
You are my smiles throughout the day.
Oh, I'm your smiles.
2-1. Oh. Again, I'm calling from HoverRound, and our number...
This again? after like a year absence, HoverRound is back.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Florida Man. I'm listening to the October 27th show, and I've got a special message for Tony Prolapse.
Uh-oh. Fuck you.
Tony Prolapse. I will say whoever's name I fucking want, whenever I want, and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it, so...
Fight, world star!
Two, I don't know why you assumed that the person imitating Distorted Bitch was me, but, you know, fuck you for that, too. So, yeah, just, I don't normally do this kind of shit, but I just had to call this fucking little... baby bitch out.
Voicemail Lord.
Don't know, Sean.
Hey, Sam, it's the window licker here.
Hey, faggot.
Who is that show number, bunny?
Hey, Cognito, bro.
Pink Rose, Corwin, Spiral Hail.
This is solid. You're
Timmy Boo Haley, the comic.
Man, I am ready to run over some people.
All right, Voicemail Wars continues.
Hey, Boo. I usually don't tell jokes.
Another one from the Spiral Hamfucker. It's too much.
Here's a joke. It's an old one. It's a good one. Okay, here's the joke. So a guy's afraid to parachute. He's in the plane, and the parachute...
How much do you want to bet this joke goes nowhere, or he hangs up before the punchline?
So a guy's afraid to parachute. He's in the plane, and the parachute trainer says, "You jump out of this plane or I'll fuck you in the ass." And his friend asked, "So did you jump?" He said, "Well, yeah, a little bit at first."
But okay, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Watch, guys, email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
I really have this, like, little hole above my cock.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the program. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will be back tomorrow with the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. You fuck me while I fucking give birth to a baby! Oh!